According to the builders of the new Klein Avenue Bridge, it'll be a $140 million project. Ed Diffendahl is CEO of United Bridge Partners.
Well, the project will rebuild the Klein Avenue Bridge. We'll pay for the maintenance and construction through a modest toll that will go on the bridge, and we expect to keep that toll as low as possible for the community.
It will be like building a new stadium or convention center. It'll pump millions into the local economy, and local contractors will benefit. East Chicago Mayor Anthony Copeland.
Inside our city, we got a concrete company called Smith Ready Mix, and that company is going to benefit tenfold. Just you see when she talked about the immense amount of concrete that it takes. We got a steel mill, and you see she talked about all the steel rods that they need in this bridge. So the community is going to benefit for it in an economic way, again, like I say, tenfold.
There will also be an impact to local industries. State Senator Lonnie Randolph.
And the most important thing is that when you talk about industry, it's going to aid industry. You're talking about Amoco, Mattel, ArcelorMittal, U.S. Steel, all the major industries in Northwest Indiana. It's going to cut down on their time, transportation costs. It's going to make it much more efficient in delivering the products that they have throughout the entire Midwest, which means what? It's going to make additional funds hopefully coming into the region in terms of economic development, which very well could lead to some increase in jobs. The last 3 years, people have been looking at Indianapolis as the economic engine of the state of Indiana. Hey, for centuries and decades, this has been Northwest Indiana has been the engine that made the state of Indiana go.
State Rep for East Chicago Earl Harris Jr. says the new Klein Avenue Bridge will bring back a vital link that has been missing for so many years.
Anytime you have a bridge go away, there's a millions of dollars of impact that has in terms of economics for an area. So the fact that this is a bridge coming back that's going to be built or rebuilt, however that should be phrased, it's going to mean millions of dollars for the area.
Linda Figg of the Figg Bridge Group is the bridge builder. They will prefabricate the sections of the bridge and then lift them into place. They will stockpile the sections in a new building. This will allow them to keep working during the winter.
There will be enough concrete in the bridge that you could build a sidewalk from East Chicago to downtown Chicago and back again. There will be enough steel, reinforcing steel and post-tensioning, to be able to build, I think it's some 4,600 cars. So it's a very robust, redundant, and safe bridge that will serve both very heavy trucks, or really any kind of load that you wouldn't want to put on the bridge, and large volumes of traffic. The toll will be in the 2.25 to 2.50 range. You will be able to use an electronic transponder, the same transponders that you can use for the iPad. It actually goes beyond Riley Road and connects into the state highway that's existing there now. So, it kind of goes beyond those boundaries. And then we're picking up on one end of the bridge, there's a steel structure, a steel bridge that's there, and we're rehabilitating that so it goes much further on the east as well. It's much more than getting to the casino, but that's not bad either.
They hope to have the project completed in 30 months. In East Chicago, Stephen Lattimore, Lakeshore Public Radio.